Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought, oh my God, I should get her the Barking Backers thing. Hand to God. Get her the Barking Backers thing, where you get like a bucket hat and a bow and what else? I forget what the hell. Oh yeah, you get dog tags. For the doggy, for the BB. And I bought it, and the email went to her, and she loved it for Mother's Day. We don't get each other gifts. We don't do that. I do not accept birthday gifts. Father's Day gifts are an absolute no for me.
But this was good because it was outside the box.
Yes.
It's not your standard throwaway, okay, here's flowers and a gift certificate for, you know, a massage. Like, those things are great, and women love them. But at the same time, like, this shows that you put some thought into it.
Yeah, and that was thought.
Some people I saw were cracking on you for this because saying it seems like more of a gift for the dog,
and I'm
like,
not a gift for the dog. The dog don't know any better. Well, seriously, it gets dog treats and whatever. Like, but she don't know any better. She's a dog. She's only 2 years old. She doesn't know who the Browns are. If I take her over to the stadium during the tails, and I forget what the event they got going on over there, Wags and Tails or something like that, she's just going to be running around in grass. She doesn't know she's at the middle of the stadium. She has no idea about the history of the Cleveland Browns, good, bad, ugly, whatever it might be. And Liz isn't the biggest football fan ever. It's just something that's cute. Liz,
is that the only thing you're getting her?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, oh, you can, what? What's your problem? Okay, the mic is on. You go right on ahead.
Oh, it's on now. I would be disappointed if I was Liz. Yeah, well, it's a gift for the dog.
Well, I'm married to Liz. I ain't married to you.
That's okay. We would never work out. I would yell at you all the time. You would hate me.
Well, I don't get yelled at.
His fair share of yelling. No, she doesn't yell at all.
She yells at me?
Yeah.
No.
You told me once you didn't like the smell of her soap and you threw it away.
Yeah, I did do that.
I would never let that go.
I didn't tell her that. She didn't know. She just figured it was thrown away and that was it. I didn't like it. Threw it away.
It magically disappeared.
Yeah, we got three boys. Things disappear all the time. Who's to know? Who's to understand any of that?
All right, but no, that's a gift for the dog.
Yeah, I can't. When we argue, no, how is it a gift for the dog, Kayla?
What is Liz going to do with it?
Doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
She's going to get pictures of the dog and she's going to love Ginny running around in brown stuff. That's what she's going
to
love.
And I hope she cherishes it for years
she
to come.
My wife will.
And there's a stadium experience. So
you just said she's not that big of a football fan.
Yeah, but she likes cool things like that, kitschy things like that. She doesn't care about sports. She does not care. She does not care.
You should get her flowers in a card on Sunday.
No,
at least.
I get it. No. I get her flowers in a card on other days. I'll get her flowers in a card on June 30th. I'll get her flowers in a card in the middle of October. I do not like. We do not. We are a weird people. I understand that this is different. We do not celebrate with each other holidays, anniversaries, things of that nature. We don't get each other gifts for those things. Because I've told this before many times, when we were so dirt poor when we first got together, we couldn't afford gifts. So there was no point of getting each other gifts when it was just like, well, we could either pay the rent this month or we could get each other gifts. So we had to pay the rent that month. And it's always stuck that way. So that's the way we are. And maybe this is left over from my father, Lima, where he never really accepted Father's Day gifts well or birthday gifts well or anything well. And I just... can't do it. Mm-mm. Like next month, no. I don't want anything. I really don't even want to recognize the day. But and certainly my birthday is in the same month, and I don't want to recognize that day either.
Now, there's the sentimental gift.
Especially next year.
But there's also the gift of something that you can actually use. I mean, if let's say the kids get older, you know, let's say they're in their teens, and you could tell they really worked their butt off to provide a gift for Father's Day. Like, that would be the sentimental nature of that, I think, would be... about the things. It's about the effort and the thought.
I would rather them work their butt off. I'd be more proud of them working their butt off and getting them something they could use for themselves.
Okay.
Whatever that may be, at whatever point they are in their lives. That's what I would like. If they wanted to get a gift for their parents, they'd get a gift for mom. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. I know that makes me a bit of a stick in the mud. I'm sorry. I mean, you and I know a guy who he gets toys and stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, and I do not. No, absolutely not. I'm happy with my case of beer, and I got my cigars, and that's basically where it's at.
Beer of the Month Club.
What if she got you beer and cigars?
Well, she won't give me cigars. She might buy me some beer, but she ain't going to give me cigars. I know how she is on
that. She doesn't want to smell all that.
No, well, she just goes, it's not good for your health. But that's the only thing she says. She don't bother me out on the porch or anything when I smoke them. Sorry. I think that today starts the fight for the backup to Kenny Pickett, not the backup to Joe Flacco. Who do you think has the lead right now going into rookie minicamp between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders? We're going to get back to the Cavs coming up here soon, I promise. But who, as we get ready for rookie minicamp, who do you think has the lead? With the Browns, not with the fans. I think with the fans, Shedeur Sanders has the lead.
It's Dylan Gabriel.
You believe Dylan Gabriel has the lead?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, unless the larger point is they definitely thought Shedeur was better, but they didn't want the circus. So they took Dylan Gabriel, and then they couldn't believe that Shedeur was around. And then they're like, well, now we got to take him. Like, so they're still getting the circus. So... to me, they took Dylan Gabriel first. Like, how is he not ahead?
I agree with you.
Everything else would be counterintuitive.
I think you think I'm going to disagree with you. I think as of 7:51 a.m., the morning of rookie minicamp, Dylan Gabriel's in the lead. This is where the challenge sits for Shedeur Sanders. So many people in the league say it. Some of it has to be true. Maybe not all of it, but I can't sit there and deny all of it and say none of it's true. It's all made up about Shedeur Sanders. Something about him rubbed people the wrong way. I don't know what it was. I'm not even going to speculate. You've heard all the speculating before, and frankly, I'm tired of it. So now he's had 2 weeks, and if he goes out there and he has digested whatever they've been able to show him so far, whether it be on the Microsoft Touch or anything like that, or Surface or whatever the hell they call those things, if he has digested as much of it as he could, and he shows that he can not just win the drill, but also lead the rookies in whatever team sessions that they have, I think Shedeur Sanders can quickly take the lead. Because Dylan Gabriel, hey man, I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. That's an adult. We talked to him, that's a grown man talking to us. We've interviewed a lot of rookies, and I consider them still kids. Dylan Gabriel's definitely a grown man. But if Shedeur Sanders was able to use his talents and then his know-how and is able to actually draw it up on the whiteboard now and click in and lock into whatever he's supposed to do. Dylan Gabriel was never seen as a first-round pick or even a second-round pick. Shedeur Sanders was.
But that's
so by the end of this weekend, I'm serious about this.
Kenny,
Shedeur Sanders needs
know.
To show that he's serious, not just about the play on the field, but everything else that comes with it, and he can find himself in the lead.
I guess that's what I want to know is, was Shedeur Sanders ever a first-round pick?